Excellent, excellent. Well done. I was getting ready to say, please be seated, but you are. Do we have any young people with us? Our young kids. Do you have any kids with us today? Well, I want you guys, if you don't mind, sitting right here, down here. All right, we have a guest with us today. A very special guest. You're going to be very excited. And I'm going to, she stayed in town just to talk to you guys. And I'm going to introduce her. You know who's with us today? Mrs. Claus. So Mrs. Claus, come on down. Everybody turn around and wave to Mrs. Claus. Yay! Mrs. Claus, oh, thank you for being here today.
Thank you so much for inviting me.
Oh,
I love the way you tell the story. I hear we're going to have a story.
We're going to have a story. Well, I put you here so you can sit. And do we have a mic I can? Right here. Excellent.
Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Well, I've got my mic. And now, Mrs. Claus is here. Let me introduce you. This is Genevieve.
Hi, Jeff.
Yep, and this is right here. This is not Trevor. It is Hunter. No. Yeah, Hunter. Yeah,
Hunter.
No, exactly. Hunter. I know your name.
And I do believe they're on the nice list.
Yes. Is there anybody in here not on the nice list?
Oh, let's see. I think everybody here is safe.
Everybody here is safe. Excellent. Well, Mrs. Claus is here because we have a story to tell you. And you may have heard of her husband. Do you know who her husband is? Santa Claus. That's right. Now, Santa Claus has an interesting story, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that with her. And there was a wonderful man in our church who liked to dress up like Santa. He kind of looked like Santa. And his name was Chuck White. People here remember Chuck, don't you? Oh, yeah, Chuck White. And Chuck is a wonderful storyteller, too. And he has a wonderful story that he tells about Santa. All right, well, Miss Claus, who knew Chuck very well.
I did.
Yeah, you knew Chuck very well. Very well.
Most of the time he was on the nice list.
Most of the time he was on the nice list, yes. And so he helped tell that story to her. You see, you've heard of the three wise men, right? You guys have heard of three wise men? And you know what their names were? See if you can remember. You ready? Their names were Pastor Dave, Ron Locke. No. The three wise men and Sarah Smith. That was the third wise man. The three wise men's name were Casper, Balthazar, and Melchior. Casper, Melchior, and Balthazar. Those were the three names of the three wise men, or at least what they said. But did you know there was a fourth wise man?
That's right.
There was a fourth wise man.
Very few people know
that. A fourth magi. And his name was Saul Katniss. Saul Katniss. And what happened is when they found out about the Christ child, they were going to go and see the baby. And, you know, remember what they brought? Gold, frankincense, and myrrh, right? Well, Saul Katniss thought, we need to bring as much stuff as we can. We need to bring everything because this is the king. This is the Savior. And so, Miss Claus, you know the story a little bit. So tell me, what were some of the things that they got? He got like jewels.
Yes. He traveled all over. They let the other three wise men go, and he said, and he said to them, you go ahead. I have some work to do before I'll catch up with you. And he went on all of these journeys, getting extra gold and oils and silks.
Silks,
and
yeah.
All of the things.
And food.
And foods of all kinds. And he wanted to bring all of those to the Christ child because he thought, gosh, we've got to bring more and more and more because This is the Christ child.
And then he had all this stuff. He was going to see the Christ child, but then guess what happened? Well, he was walking along and he saw there was a hurt guy, a guy who was hurt on the side of the road. And so he used some of the stuff to help that he had to help him get better. You know? Like the Good Samaritan story. He did a good thing, this Saul Katniss. And then later on, they ran, I believe it was it a family, a mother?
Yes, this poor mother. Her son had been injured and evidently died, and she was so grieving of her loss, and she had no money and didn't know what to do, and Saul Katniss' heart was just broken for her, and he gave her some money and to help her through, and she was so happy and so grateful. And then he felt so wonderful, but then there was that much less that he was carrying.
He only had some jewels, didn't he, and some silks.
That's right.
So he had had all this stuff because he wanted to bring everything in the world to the Christ child, but he couldn't. But he saw these people that needed help, and then finally he got to Bethlehem. Finally made it to Bethlehem, and there is a story in the Bible. We didn't read it today, but the king of Judea didn't like little kids, and he was not a nice man, and so he sent his people to go get the little kids, and it just so happened that Saul Katniss was there.
On his journeys, he was searching for the Christ child and came upon this orphanage. And he wanted to ask some directions. And they were so upset. And the guards came and tried to take the children. And Saul Katniss wouldn't allow it. And he said, no, I won't. You cannot. And he protected the children and gave them just about everything he had left.
All he had left.
And this guard was just so greedy. He had given him everything. And yet he said, okay, I will leave them. I will leave them be and go away. But I must have your beautiful garments. And so
took all of his clothes.
Had to take all of his clothes off and give it to the guard. And he was left in his long underwear.
It was.
So there it was.
It was. And so then he got to the Christ child. But all he had left was food that he was going to give to his mule. He had a little bit of a sprig of holly. And he had some mistletoe, which are out there. And he was using those to feed his mule. So he gets to the Christ child, and he says, "What, Mrs. Claus?"
"So I have so little to give you. I'm so happy to see you, but I have nothing left except myself." And I think Joseph turned to him and said, "We've been expecting you. The other wise men made it here in time for the birth and told us that you might be coming." And they blessed him and gave him an opportunity to see. They said, he said to Mary, "May I take a look at the Christ child? May I see Jesus?" And she pulled back the swaddling clothes, and he was able to see him, and he got down on his knees and said, thank God that he finally made it. Even though he was a little late, he made it.
He made it, and he made it there. And then this angel came. And this angel looked at Saul Katniss, and he said, "I am so proud of you, and I love you so much that he gave him, this magi, this wise man, a very special, special job." And maybe Mrs. Claus can tell you what that special job was.
If you know, sometimes in the Bible, God changes people's names. So what he did first for Saul Katniss is he said, "I will be reversing your name. We're going to change it. It will be the reverse of the name you have now." and I will give you beautiful garments of red fur trimmed with white. And you will have a mission to do for Jesus, because Jesus came into the world and wanted to give each and every one of us gifts on his birth. So he said, I need you to help me each year to bring presents all over the world to all of the people. So everybody has a present to celebrate my birthday. Isn't that cool?
And so Saul Katniss, backwards, is Santa Claus.
Santa, and that's how Santa became Santa.
And that's why she knows the story, because she married him.
I've heard it told many, many times.
Now, you might not have heard that story that Santa Claus is the fourth Magi, but a very faithful man at church named Chuck White tells that story. And if Chuck tells it, I think we can believe that. And so I want to thank Mrs. Claus. Can you guys go up and give Mrs. Claus a hug and tell her thank you for being here and being with them? And Mrs. Claus, we're so thankful to share the story of the fourth Magi, Saul Katniss. And you may be able to read this story for yourself in the coming year. We shall see, right? We shall see. All right. What's next in the bulletin? I don't have it in front of me.
Prayers.
That sounds great. Well, let's thank Mrs. Claus again. Thank you. Santa will be home soon. Santa's still making deliveries on other part of the world, but Miss Claus has to get home, and everybody thinks that she makes food for him. No, that's not the way it works. When Santa comes back after doing all that work, he comes back and makes a meal for her.